I'm now with Zara, who is another of the first year apprentices here at the Royal Lancaster Infirmary. Good afternoon, Zara.
Good afternoon.
What is it that you're doing an apprenticeship in?
Clinical healthcare support worker apprenticeship.
And what's involved in that? What sort of tasks do you carry out day to day?
Bed washing, bed making, feeding patients, washing patients, and just general caring patients.
And why was it that you chose to do an apprenticeship? What made you want to come and do this?
Because I decided I wanted to be a nurse and I didn't have my A-level qualifications, so I decided that I'd do an apprenticeship so I could then go to uni and do my nursing or do the next apprenticeship if it's out.
So it's like a different route in, is it?
Yeah, it's a different way of getting into doing your nursing without going to school, because I prefer more practical.
And what is it that you like most about being here at Royal Lancaster Infirmary?
I like being on the wards and being able to chat to different patients and find out their different life stories. And it's usually quite interesting because a lot of them are older patients and you find out about years of what happened years ago and things.
Yeah, it's an interesting, every day must be an education, is it?
Yeah, it is. You learn lots of new things, like physical and, yeah.
And what would you like to do when you finish? Where would you like to be in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years' time?
I'm hoping to be a nurse, but then after being a nurse for a good few years, like 5 or 6 years, I want to go on and do my nurse general so I can work in a GP surgery.
So all this that you're doing now is fantastic experience for something like that, isn't it, further down the line?
Yeah, because if I was working in a GP surgery, then I'd have to be very experienced in what I was doing, because everyone that comes in is different every day.
So an apprenticeship, would it be something that you would encourage other people to do if people are listening now, umming and ahhing about what they want to do next year? Is an apprenticeship something that you would encourage someone to come and do?
Yeah, definitely. I'd encourage people to do it because you get the clinical skills side of it, not just the educational side of it. So you probably learn more from doing it practically than just writing an essay.
And how did you find out about the apprenticeships here at University Hospital of Morecambe Bay?
Someone in the year above was doing it, so then I searched it online and it was on Indeed Jobs, and then I applied for it through that.
And was it easy to apply and get through the process and everything?
Yeah, it was easy to apply, but it took quite a while because you've got to write a section about yourself and why you want to do it, so it's got to be more than a few sentences.
The application form must be the worst bit, is it?
Probably, yeah.
Well, thank you for speaking to me, Zara, this afternoon. The best of luck with the rest of your apprenticeship, and enjoy the rest of National Apprenticeship Week.
Thank you, you too.